Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Sitting across from me, Hugh Weber, host of the Potluck Society. Hugh, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
You can find that podcast at listen.sdpb.org or subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. Hugh, Amy Jo Martin today. I mean, I'm really excited for this one.
Wow. All I have to say is wow. This was the hardest to edit for this kind of spotlight. It's going to be a longer episode of the podcast than most are. Amy Jo has an extraordinary background. I do want to just give a little of her pedigree. She founded Digital Royalty in 2009 to help corporations, celebrities, and sports entities humanize their brand. She worked with everyone from Shaquille O'Neal to the Hilton Company. So she was someone that grew up in small town Wyoming, hit this pinnacle. But as Digital Royalty, she traveled all over the world from her home base in Las Vegas. She really, and I'll say as an outsider watching her, she really did have it all. But when I asked her how she ended up in South Dakota, she's currently in Hill City, she told me a story of standing in the airport unsure of who she was and where she was going, and shared a bit of that winding trail of what brought her home.
You know, I joke about it now, but it was a pretty crazy realization of who am I? And I was kind of putting on a show. You know, you have social media and the outside wasn't matching the inside, you know, so focused on this brand and branding and the image that we put out there sometimes starts to elbow out the real person. And that's where I had to have my own why not now moment. And so that's when I decided this is a time to exit the company and do some reflection. Decided to put everything in storage and sell it, then move on to a boat for a year. And realized when you do that, you don't necessarily simplify your life. You get rid of things, but it's all in your mind. And so meditation has really helped. And it was time to live on land. And it was like, where am I going to go and actually like get to know myself again? And that was the Black Hills in South Dakota. That's what I consider home, where my parents grew up. They came to South Dakota every summer, many times a summer, visiting our family cabin here. And so here I am.
I just love this idea that even though she had spent so many years in Arizona and Vegas and traveling the world, that when it came to that moment of needing to rediscover and, as she says, get to know herself all over again, right, it wasn't on a boat, which seemed glamorous. It was in the Black Hills of South Dakota. You know, so Amy is now here in South Dakota. She has written a best-selling book. She's a renegade looking to reconnect with her true self. She does what all wandering folks, including myself, do, which is she starts a podcast, right? And her podcast has blown up. She mentioned Why Not Now. She's talked to some of the biggest names in business and culture. Over the course of that, her podcast, Why Not Now, you can listen to it on iTunes. She's identified a couple of themes that have begun to develop after 54 episodes.
One of the top ones that keeps surfacing as I'm speaking with Tony Robbins and Mark Cuban and, you know, all of these individuals who live the renegade mentality and that why not now mentality, they tend to, when they want to make a decision, they'll put some sort of mechanism in place that holds them accountable. So they will do something that's almost irreversible. They will say something publicly to where they know they can't go back on it. They will buy that ticket, write that check, or share something to where they are accountable. And it kind of wraps up in this awesome quote by Henry Thoreau, and that's, if you want to take the island, you burn your boat. So you don't give yourself an out. So that has been a theme. The second one is most of these individuals are asking themselves, what's the worst thing that could happen? But they don't start there. They usually say, what if this doesn't work? And then they follow that through. They'll answer that question, what if it doesn't work? And they'll ask, okay, then what? Okay, then what? And they follow all the way through. And what's cool about that is most of the time, the worst case scenario is so far down the road that you realize, oh, I'm going to have quite a few opportunities to make a change, buy some insurance, have a safety net, adjust plan. And you put yourself in the driver's seat versus the fear of what if this doesn't work. Third thing is pretty simple. Adversity is like their best friend almost. They use it as leverage and almost as a strategy. So instead of, it's not let's make lemonade out of lemons. It's not like that. It's more of when something goes wrong or adversity is a springboard for them. So they literally get momentum. And the other thing, the last two are a little bit less, you know, black and white and tactical. And I think that's a good thing because my mind, hopefully as a person, especially living in South Dakota and more in touch and grounded, is these are things where most of these individuals are very in touch and hyper aware of their mental, physiological, and emotional states. So I'm not saying that they're in control of them. Of course, nobody is all the time. But they're very aware and they use it as a GPS system. It's kind of really taking the fluff out of intuition, for example, or when you hear an idea or you meet someone and you physiologically feel something, they pay attention. They meditate. Usually there's some form of mindfulness. And then the last one is there's this balance and this amazing kind of groove and balance of an operating system that they have and a belief system. So they kind of toggle back and forth between what they have control over at their fingertips with their day, the efficiency in their schedule and their operating. But there's some sort of higher belief system, and whether that's religion, it's believing in the energy of the universe, that who knows, it could be anything. But they're both there. So those are the five things.
I love how just in the process, she's such a methodical thinker, but also so deeply empathetic. Her interview style has developed and I would say improved, but has evolved dramatically even in the course of the number of weeks that she's been doing it, but that she found these things that were consistent. And then when she had shared her own story as we kind of began the interview, a lot of these themes were also there, which I pointed out to her later and will be part of the podcast.
Right. I'm taking notes with what adversity is strategy. I wrote that down. Right.
Something we can all learn. You know what? One of my favorite, one of the things we discussed at length that we won't play today, one of the rules that she has for renegades is getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, which was something too that deeply resonated with me. To wrap up, I've been working on this idea of a signature question. So I found that we do small talk unintentionally and I just in my day-to-day life, but also in the podcast and potluck format, I want to be more intentional about the questions I ask out of habit. And so the signature question that I've been asking lately is, what are you so excited by that it's keeping you up at night? And here was her response.
So what I'm so excited about that keeps me up at night is I realize that our society, we romanticize this way of operating in a constant grind and a hustle. And I feel like I've learned a secret, and that it actually isn't supposed to be that hard. And this always on mentality and this, you can only sleep X amount of hours and you must grind, and it's just not true. And I subscribed to it for so long and it almost killed me, right? So I have a lot of entrepreneurial friends and that's been kind of my community because I am one, and I feel like I just want to tell them all. When we find that intersection where purpose, passion, and skill collide and just ease up a little bit and focus a little bit more on the energy and bigger picture, I've learned there's a different way. And it actually is more enjoyable, it's healthier, it's more productive, and it's the way to go, right? So that's what I just want to go tell everyone, is that, you don't have to subscribe to the grind and sacrifice every hour, every day.
We just exhale there. Yeah, there's a better way. It doesn't really have to be that hard.
Yeah, what's amazing over the last several weeks of people that we've shared here on In the Moment is that you hear some of those same themes from Matt Paulson, and you hear even some of the ideas of doing something irreversible or blackmailing yourself from weeks and weeks ago from Jason Roberts, of setting a date, announcing it publicly, and then you have to do it. It's amazing these intersections that we see over the course of this. But I love the simplicity that she came home, the place that she considers home, even though she hadn't lived here in the past, and that she's really rediscovered herself, but at the same time has found a way to amplify that good and extend that good through the tool set that she is a master of.
You know, she has a very fabulous husband who's Richard Gruer, a musician who's been on our Moment in Sound. He was in here in the studio, tells a wonderful story about how they met and how he ended up coming to America to be with her. So really, you know, she's living her strategies, her mantras that she puts in her book and in her work. She's living it out. You can really see that clearly in their relationship.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it that as much as she may feel that she's in a process of rediscovery or evolution, I found her to be one of the most authentic and genuine people that I've had the good fortune of talking to, which is rare. When you think of someone that has kind of built their brand and reputation on social media, you don't necessarily expect that kind of sincerity. And the conversation was thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah, I like what she said, too, about this sort of personal GPS where, you know, if you are feeling fatigued or stressed or you find yourself reaching for the donuts, you're not going to control that every day. It's okay. But use it as a signal that something needs to be adjusted and you need to maybe make a turn.
That's right. You know, the one thing I'll throw in here just at the very end, she talked about connection. It's something that we did talk about and we'll share. And she's someone that is sincerely desires connecting with entrepreneurs and creatives throughout the state and region. So I would just throw out a wholehearted approval and recommendation to buy Amy Jo a cup of coffee and get to know her, because I think it's worth your time and certainly is an incredible new addition to the family here in South Dakota.
Her podcast, Why Not Now?
Why Not
Now?
You
can subscribe to that.
Strong recommendation.
On iTunes, you can also subscribe to the Potluck Society on iTunes. You can subscribe to In the Moment podcast on iTunes and hear some of the stuff that we do on this program. Again, right there on your mobile device, in your car, wherever you travel. Find it, listen.sdpb.org. Hugh, thanks so much.
Thank you.